I knew you were going to come in with that.
It's too late now, though, isn't it? I got told off this. I think it was just today by someone who said it's too late now to say Happy New Year.
Do you think it is? I don't think it is yet.
Well, that's what the word on the street is, Angie.
Well, the word on the street can bugger off.
In these that there parts where I live, people are saying it's too late now.
Do you know what I've liked doing as well? I've liked just abbreviating HNY.
HNY.
I'm not dicking around with actually putting Happy New Year.
Hi, Philippa. HNY. Hope you well. Hope you
yes,
have a great Christmas.
Let's move on. Yeah. You know, that's a very nice way of saying it, but not really saying
it. Let's get it over and done with.
Yeah, we're not dicking
ASAP
around
Rocky.
Here.
We're not dicking around.
No, HNY. Yeah. Let's move on. We're in 2024.
I've got to say, though, our very, very, very favourite Instagram site, Very British Problems, had some excellent stuff, didn't they, over Christmas?
I mean, brilliant.
They were, one of them that I read just said, oh, gosh, all those we'll sort it out in January chickens are coming home to roost.
Don't you just hate that? The thought of going back into a whole new year when you know you've left a load of shit at the end of 23. Yeah. I hate, and I actually did leave a load of shit at the end of 23.
Me too. I was like, I was like,
fuck
deal
this.
With that. I didn't actually. That isn't true. I worked right up until the 11th hour. I worked every night the week that I finished. I don't know why I'm getting on board with that. I left a load of shit. I didn't.
I did.
I sent a very comprehensive handover email to my manager and colleagues. So...
You've got problems. Yeah. Why are you not just leaving a load of shit?
I wish I could. I wish I could.
I literally got to, like, you know, 22nd, whatever it was. Because, you know, I worked right up to the 22nd.
Me
you
too.
Didn't. No, you didn't. You liar.
I finished on the 21st then.
Right, exactly. You did not work right up. In fact, you finished...
One day!
No, actually, you finished midday on the 21st. You finished a whole day and a half before I did. So you can shove that up your ass, telling me you finished right up to 22nd.
I can't believe this is a thing we're arguing.
Well, because you're telling lies.
They're lies, Patty. They're lies. And I'm not happy with the lies.
But I literally went up to the Friday the 22nd and I got to about 4 p.m. and I thought, fuck this shit. Yeah. I'm not doing any more. There's loads of shit I need to do, but I'm shutting down. It's I'm switching moist. Off. This can wait till 2024.
Yeah.
And then when the 2nd of January 2024, and actually you didn't go back till the 3rd, so you had another extra day.
I did, because I never go back on the 2nd, ever.
Yeah. Well, I did, and I literally turned my laptop on and was like, shit.
Oh, God.
I should have done a lot of this stuff beforehand, and I didn't. And then I've just spent the whole time catching up like an absolute piece of shit. And I hate
I know that this is going to resonate because I saw on Very British Problems just a couple of days ago, then I know that you've got something to bring off the back of this.
Mm.
Very British Problems. Right, that's it. I've had enough. I'm going to throw away the cutlery I hate. No longer will I be annoyed by picking up the bad spoon or the weird fork. Why do we put up with it? I'm taking a stand.
That is so true.
Yeah.
And I do find that what happens is I've gone through a bit of a, you know, a bit of a clear out, bit of a sort out. And I do think that generally happens. But we did have a very great message from one of our OGs, Butters.
Charlotte Butters.
Where she basically said that exact same thing that you've just said about the cutlery drawer. She had a cutlery cull.
Yeah.
She chucked away all the shit spoons, the shit knives, and she actually is considering getting a new knife block.
The knife. I tell you what, you can do a lot of research around a knife block.
Oh, I've got a nice knife block.
I know. You've got a Joseph & Joseph one,
I've got
one,
a Joseph & Joseph.
Yeah,
very,
it
was in the sale,
pricey.
Though. So
very pricey.
It was in the sale, Pats. I wouldn't spend normal prices on that shit.
Do you know what I've got really into doing? I suppose a little bit of a heavily into.
Hmm.
Just getting really oh my God, darling, if somebody says something that isn't like yesterday, one of my friends said to me, oh, I keep getting this like sort of sore throat. Oh my God, darling, you've got a sore throat. Oh my God. Oh, darling.
I love doing a posh. Right, now then, this is a question that has been sent in by Snedders. Okay.
By Snedders.
By Snedders.
Right.
which I think this is quite a question she's posing.
Right.
Do you think that people who pick online orders in supermarkets make up stories about the lives of the people based solely on what they buy? Because oh. I would. Now, I think if I you was would. Doing that, I oh would make a lot God. Of stories
you
up about
would
this.
Love being a picker and packer.
I would. I think
oh
there's
my
a
God.
I think there's a yeah, you'd there's something
like,
in that.
You'd be saying to your John's back in. He's ordered, he's got more condoms.
Do you know that's exactly where my mind went first? Brilliant. People Dutter. Who are buying lube.
He's got condoms, lube, and a bottle of whiskey. You know what John's up to this weekend.
And a couple of cigars.
Straight in there.
He's up for a fun time this
he's
weekend,
up,
John.
He's up for fun times.
Fun
times, times
John.
With John. And then you'd be like, oh, God, Barbara's
then you'd
back.
Be, mm-hmm.
Barbara's boring. All she's got is a couple of Swedes, a couple of tomatoes. She's on the juice diet. Barbara's on the juice diet for 2024. Fat bastard.
And then you'd have... let's call her Tracy.
Yeah.
Who's obviously got an alcohol problem.
Obviously.
Tracy's just ordered 2 cases of the Vin Rouge, a bag of crisps, and a bottle of vodka.
Whoa, that is
that is a problem.
Yeah, Tracy's got a problem there, hasn't she? She's...
I mean, that is bad if that's your online order.
Yeah. Do you think though people at the checkout judge you?
Oh, very much so.
Do you think?
I've been, you know, witness to the judging. Hey? Not in a bad way. You know, not hey? In a sort of, you know, like sort of, so they've been scanning my shopping through and they've gone, oh, I've not seen those before. Are they nice? Or
no, that's not judging. That's just chatting. I mean, do you think people are like, oh, she's already too fat. She shouldn't be buying this much chocolate.
Oh, that definitely goes
do you think?
On. Yes.
They're thinking fat bastard.
Yes, Patty.
Yeah.
100% they're judging.
Think?
Yes.
Really?
If I was a cashier, I'd be judging. You'd be judging. Yes,
no,
you.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
You bloody would.
I wouldn't.
And then you'd be coming back and you'd be going, Ange, seriously, this woman came today. You should have seen the shit she was buying in the way to row us. You absolutely would be judgy. Yeah. I think anybody would be judgy. And I think the online supermarket pickers...
Pickers, you pickers and packers, you pee and
that's pee. A whole realm of other shit because your customer's not even there. You can create a whole story, a whole life.
I love the fact that it's a whole life. Like, you know, they've run out. They're doing the juicing program. They've run out of ginger shots.
They've got an alcohol problem.
Do you reckon you'd have some people that you're like, oh, God, Ian's shop is so boring.
Yes.
It is so dull. It's the
but
same
do you think,
thing.
Yeah, but don't you think that most people's are like that?
No, I like to ship my pickers and packers up.
Shit your pickers and packers
I like to shit the P&Ps up. I just like to slip something in where they're going to be like, oh, God, she's buying this.
Wow,
week.
Okay, Patty.
Roots changed.
Yeah.
What's happened to her? She's actually picked something healthy.
She's picked some fruit.
God, what is going on?
And actually, she's also picked a Swede.
A Swede?
Isn't Swede weird?
Swede. I like Swede. Likes...
Do you?
Yeah, I love a mashed Swede.
Oh, no, I don't like Swede.
Oh.
Too watery. Well, I just thought that was a great question from Steph.
That is a great question.
I'd actually not even ever thought about the pickers and packers.
That is a great question. We haven't really talked about whether we had a good Grismoise, have we? We haven't really, like...
Well, because it was shit, wasn't it?
Was it?
No. No, it wasn't shit. I mean, there are elements of it that I was... In fact, do you know what? Before you joined us for this record, I was chatting away to Tricky.
Yeah.
Tricky's back. Tricky's been away. And I was also chatting to another friend of mine, Kelly Cox. Big up the Kelly Cox, if you're
Big
listening.
Big up, Casey.
And we were both saying how there's elements of Christmas that I quite happily could do without. Hosting. I've sort of gained to the point where I've had enough of hosting people. I'd actually be happy not to host anyone ever again in my life.
Now, this is interesting.
Mm.
This is very interesting because while I was waking my lunch today...
Waking your lunch?
While I was waking my lunch, while I was waking it up from the fridge. Come on, get up. It's time for lunch. While I was doing that today, randomly in my head, a question popped in.
Right, yeah.
Where I thought, who's the better host, me or you?
Well, I'm the better one.
No, it's Ange. Right, okay. Okay, okay. Buckle up, people. This is about to get juicy. Right, stop. Okay. You're not allowed to say another word until I have completed what I want to say. When you come here, right, there is no hosting stone left unturned. By that, I have Coca-Cola for Ian. I have Van Rouge for you. I have apple juice for Ellen. I have sparkling water for Mal. I have still water for Ellen. I have beers for Matthew. I have Diet Coke for myself. I have gin for Mum. Every single fucking time I've come for some kind of hosted party at yours, there's a message that says, you'll have to bring your own drinks. Or I just get there and you're like, I've got some wine or some Prosecco. I've got any cold drinks? No, sorry, we haven't.
That's because you drink 25 cans in a night.
And listen.
So shut your
this
face.
Is the question is, I am the better host.
No.
Oh my God! Right, let's hold a party and I'm going to host one and you're going to host one and I would absolutely
no,
wipe
right.
the fucking floor
with you. Do
you
know what? Like, I think we... Shush now, you've had enough time to state your case. I think we put this to our listeners.
Well, they
right?
don't know.
No, I know,
never...
but they can go on what they see or what they hear. Right. Okay? So.
Let's do a poll then. I'm going to put a poll up. I'm going to do a Thursday morning poll. Who do you think would be the better host?
Okay.
Bearing in mind that I have just listed the amount of different drinks I have in to cater for everybody in the circle. I have Dr. Pepper for Joel. There is not a single thing that is left. I'm like, do you want this? Do you want this? I've got this. I often do some baking. I often make a cheesecake. Right. I'm gonna come clean with you now. Yeah, I'm going to come clean. Years ago.
You've really gone off on that.
Yes, because that has pissed me off that you think it's you. Right. Years ago, me and Matthew with some mutual friends, Ben and Shelley, came to your house. Yeah. You said you were going to do food. You bought crisps. We still talk about that to this day, that your buffet was crisps that hadn't even been decanted and some pots of flapjacks. That was your buffet.
Yeah. And right. You know what? I was probably at the end of my tether with hosting.
So that's what I mean. I am a better host. I love hosting. I love it. I wish I had a bigger house. I'd host everyone. I love it.
No. Do you know what, Pat, say, right? You're saying that now. When you get to the point where you've done a lot of hosting, like I have, over my years, and I'm, you know, I've done a lot.
All right, Grandma. When you're my age,
it's
darling,
true though. It is true.
Hosted since the war.
It is true. You get to a point where you go, I
that will
am
never happen.
Right, fine. Mark my words, it will. Especially if you now are going to be Bertie Big Bollocks and think you're the queen
of
hosting.
Your words. I will mark your words. I'll tell Mark about them and he'll agree I'm the better host.
Well, I don't think he will, but that's fine. You carry on.
Anyway, I'm going to put a poll out.
Okay.
Keep a lookout for the Thursday morning hosting poll. I've got a question for you.
Yes.
How are you feeling? I know the answer to this already, but how are you feeling about Easter being in the shops?
It's absolute dog shit, in my opinion.
Disagree. Hard disagree.
No, right. The fact that there is no separation, right? Everything rolls into one. Well, right? So we've had Christmas, we're straight into Easter. When we've had Easter, we'll be straight into summer. When we've had summer, we're straight into autumn. When we've had autumn, we're straight into Christmas. It's just a constant cycle. And to be perfectly honest with you, Pat, this is where I was going with my desire not to host any other human beings in my whole life. This roller coaster is moving on too fast. We just need to slow the fuck down.
Now, don't say that too much because we got COVID to slow down.
Well, yeah, but I'm not wishing for those days back. But there is an element of me that is like, this cycle is just crazy. There is no break. There's no let up. There's no, do you know what? We don't need to think about any of this stuff yet, right? Easter's not until the bloody beginning of April.
No,
we're
it's
in
not.
Fucking
March.
January. Okay, March. End of March.
It's
whatever March. It might, 3 months away. I don't care. We still don't need to have Easter shit in shops now.
Right, listen. Easter is the best time for chocolate.
I don't care, Patty.
Well, that's where we differ.
you can have your Easter shit. Start putting Easter shit out at like the middle of Feb or even end of Feb, actually, because that still gives you a long time to consume it, right? The fact that we've just finished Christmas and you can buy bloody cream eggs, mini eggs, every other type of chocolate egg you should ever wish to have in your life. Mm. No.
I think I'm going to get you a mug that just says Scrooge on it. I think I'm actually, because as you get older, you're like, oh, I can't be dealing with this. What will happen is we'll be like, Ange, you know, we'll be saying, do you want to hang out? Oh, I can't, honestly, no. I don't want to be hosted. I don't want to host. I just want to sit here on my own with a glass of Vin Rouge. When your kids leave home, you're going to be like, that's it. I'm shutting the door. I'm looking at it. I'm going to be a spinster on my own. Leave me alone. The kids can come and see me twice a year. And then that's it. They can piss off for the rest of the time.
No, actually, my kids are welcome all the time. It's just other people.
They'll be like, Mom, we've had a baby. Amazing. Just don't expect me to host Christmas. Don't bring those rugrats around here. They're too noisy. I can't cope with the noise anymore. Congratulations on the birth of your baby, but just let's keep a hosting to a minimum. You've got another question for me, I think.
Right, now this is a cracker, okay?
Okay.
And I think I probably should come in with the jingle.
Okay, hit us with the jingle.
Love, because
amazing.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Right. This question has come in from Queen Levine.
Okay.
How many owls would you need to see during the day to think something weird is going on? I mean, that is a question.
How many owls do you reckon she's...
She's seen some owls.
Where she's seen loads of owls and thought,
shit. What's going on? There's a big owl influx.
Well, it wasn't owls, but I'll never forget once. This was years ago. I was at my friend's house when I lived in Bedford.
Yeah.
Absolutely years ago. And we looked into her garden. It was like an Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Birds.
I'm talking like massive crows.
Oh, no.
Squawking.
That's scary.
Like pigeons. No. Tiny little birds going mad. She hadn't put like bird feed out or anything, going absolutely mental in her garden.
What the hell?
We just stood there and just were like, I was like, Caroline, what's going on? She's like, I don't know, is this the end of the world? Because they literally, I mean, some of the crows were like
huge.
Massive.
Yeah.
And they were all just like flapping around in her garden, squawking, shouting. So had you have thrown some owls in there in the middle of the day, I would have actually been concerned.
I mean, have you ever actually seen an owl in the wild?
I've seen an owl, yeah, but they're nocturnal, aren't they? So
yeah.
You don't really see them in the day. So her question obviously is true. What?
Yeah.
I mean, do you reckon it would be like, oh my God, the owls are
I mean, I think if you're going to put a number on it, I'd say if I saw, I'm going sort of low, but sort of even that feels a bit high. I'm going like five.
Five.
If I saw five owls during the day,
I'd be like, what the
I'd
hell?
Be thinking, I need to get myself some sort of shelter. I think that shit would make me become a prepper.
Yeah, your pick and pack shop that week would be absolutely phenomenal.
It would be a
like
lot of weird
30
shit.
30 kilograms of rice.
Yeah.
8 bags of pasta.
Yeah.
Tins upon tins
upon
tins. Barrels
of water.
Yeah.
Tins. Just loads of shitty
tins.
Tins. Yeah.
Tins. Pies in a tin. Tomatoes in a tin. Yeah. Beans in a tin.
Swede.
Swede in a tin. Tin Swede. You'd have tin Swede coming out of your arsehole, man. Yeah, how many owls? I would actually say three.
Yeah, I mean, I was toying with three.
Yeah.
But then I sort of thought, would I really three? I'd be like, oh, that's a bit strange. Five.
Five.
Oh, shit.
I mean, imagine if you saw 10.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd be phoning you vibes.
I'd be thinking, like, I'm in Hogwarts or something.
I'd be saying, get ready, you've got a host. 35.
Get shit tons of Diet Coke in quick. I'm on my way.
I've put you down to host because of the owl influxation.
The end of the world is nigh. Get Diet Coke, build a shelter, I'm coming over.
Yeah, and I'd be like, I'm bringing Mum and Dad and Marty and the cats.
I'd say, no, you can't bring them. Leave them behind. The owls will eat them. You just get here quick and we'll go in the shelter.
That is a great question. Let's ask the audience.
Let's ask the nation.
Let's ask the nation. How many owls would you need to see in a day for you to become concerned? There's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. Andrew's at Andrew Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. So this happened to me over Christmas and it got me thinking about this particular phrase. Okay, So we arrive at my in-laws. Hiya, how are you hiding?
Yeah.
Sit down, start chatting. And then Derek, my father-in-law, just looks at me and says, hasn't your hair grown?
Wow, okay, Derek.
And I'm like, that phrase is annoying. Because firstly,
what do you say?
Right, so this is it, right? So of course it's grown. It's hair, you prick. Like, that is what hair does.
Hair does.
Okay? So hasn't your hair grown is a weird statement.
Yeah.
Secondly, it's like, thank you.
Yeah, is that a good thing?
Like, has it grown? Do you like it, Derek? Nice? Or are you saying, hasn't it grown?
Or you need to cut it.
Shit. And thirdly, it's just a bit like, you just want to say, hasn't your hair not grown? You wouldn't say to somebody, oh God, hasn't your hair not grown? You're really losing it since the last time I saw you. You look really thinned.
It's one of those statements that is just, you don't quite know how to respond to.
Well, I just think it deserves to be in shitting tits because it's like, either say, oh, your hair looks nice, it's grown.
Like, yeah, maybe that's the point.
What I mean. Yeah. So it's like, you say to, I mean, like I've just said, I would never rock up to somebody and go, oh my God, hasn't your hair stopped growing? You have gone practically bald since the last time I saw you. That is, do you know what, Chris? Your hair is really not growing
thinning.
Anymore.
You've really thinned,
You Chris. Wouldn't say that, would you? You wouldn't tell Chris that his hair has thinned, right? So why is Derek saying to me,
I
hasn't
think Derek
your hair grown?
Secretly fancies you. I think Derek has thought, holy shit, Patty with those long locks. Oh, yes, Patty. Get it.
Oh, God.
Let's get in there with Patty.
I think Ted, your father-in-law, secretly fancies you. I think he's looking at you going, oh, man, she hates hosting now. That's the kind of woman for me. Oh, yeah. Hates putting on a party. Get me out of here. That's essentially the same thing, yeah? Listen, if Derek does fancy me, join the queue, Derek. There's a lot of people.
Maybe Derek has been one of the people that's been in the Not Gonna Lie. I've secretly fancied you for 10 years. Well, that makes sense, actually. It's about that long you've been with Marty. Yeah, I think we found out that from Derek now, haven't we, Derek? Naughty
Derek.
Boy.
Derek would not know how to use Instagram if it slapped him around the face. Not the last time, but the time before when we went down. This is quite a funny story, actually. I don't think I've told it. Derek had joined like a golfing group.
Nice, yes,
and
Derek.
For some reason, he had his WhatsApp name set to the name of their cat, which was Marcel.
His golfing group pal, WhatsApp, was called Marcel.
No, his name in the group was So every time he messaged, it wouldn't come up Derek. It would come up Marcel.
And Did they think his name was Marcel?
Yeah, well, what happened was...
Oh, no.
Somebody went up to the admin guy of the WhatsApp group and said, who's this Marcel bloke? And the guy was chat. What is it? Look in the chat. There's a guy called Marcel. Anyway, they whittled it down and found out it was Derek. So we arrived to stay.
Yeah.
And Derek says, I've got a tech question for you, Ruth. I'm like, because I sort out all their tech. I mean,
tech,
like,
yeah, you are Mr. Tech.
Honestly, Mrs. Jill's tech. Like, this has happened with my phone this summer. Hey, Ruth, how do I do this? So anyway, he says, I've got this tech question for you, Ruth. I'm like, right. He says, look, when I type in this group, and I said, send a message to our family group. And sure enough, I hadn't noticed, but it comes up, Marcel. Somebody had set his WhatsApp name to Marcel, which is the name of their cat.
That is a great name, though.
So anyway, I sorted it out for him, but we thought that was so funny.
Marcel. You should just call him Marcel now. From now on, he should
but it's
be
the
Marcel.
Fact that somebody went to the admin and was like, who's this Marcel?
Who's Marcel? Someone's trying to infiltrate our golf group.
I never see him on the golf course with us. Who is Marcel?
Well, it's Derek.
So yeah, Marcel. There we go. That was my shitting tits when people say, hasn't your hair grown? Because I feel like you're just like, yeah, I suppose it has in the 3 months that I haven't seen you.
Yeah, but I think the thing is, Pat, your hair is, you've never really had long hair.
I've never had long hair like I have now, no.
No, that's right. So I think maybe it's just more of a, it's quite different to see you with that length of hair.
Yeah, what do you think about my hair?
I think it needs a cut.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, Pat. I did see your
see
poll
the poll.
Today.
I put a poll up today, yeah.
I did say cut it short.
Short?
Yeah. Not short. Not like, skinhead short.
I'm thinking about just taking a couple of inches off.
Right. Sort of more of a bob.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that would be good.
It'll have to wait till February because we're on a...
December.
December.
Imagine if you saw Marcel this December. and your hair was down by your stomach. It was down by your apron.
It's down by my fupa.
It's down by your gunt.
Down by my fat upper pussy area. He's saying, God, Ruth, your hair is touching your fupa.
I can't believe fupa is fat upper pussy area. Yeah.
I've been freezing all day and I am currently sweating my tits off. And so I've laughed so much. That is hilarious.
I didn't know that's what it stood for.
Yeah, fat upper pussy area. Fupa. I tell you what, Derek would love to see my fupa.
He would.
He'd be all over
it. Yeah. Especially if you let your puebes grow as well.
Oh my God. Anyway. Oh, that was my shitting tits.
Very good tits. And obviously, let us know what you do with your hair.
Yeah, I will.
For Marcel.
Yeah. When I have it cut, I might send him a locket of it in the post. Oh, a lock, even.
He'd love that.
A lock in the post.
A lock of hair in the post for Marcel. Lovely. Right, now then, the last thing we have this week, Pat, is a dickish behaviour from Harley J1, who says, Christmas crackers can do one.
Yeah.
Absolute waste of money.
Yeah.
Right. I think Christmas crackers need to end.
Do you? It's not good for the environment, is it?
Right, exactly. You've got an environmental issue.
Environment.
You've got the fact that they're pricey as shit issue. The fact that you crack them open and you've got a paper hat, some shitty joke, and a plastic piece of shit that just goes in the bin. Why do we have them? And I just think why do people go to the whole like issue of making them, buying them, cracking them, chucking them away?
What about if you make your own?
Who's dicking around making their own crackers?
Solomon was making her own crackers before Christmas.
Well, yeah.
She was making an individual cracker for it. Now, what I did see, which I very nearly did for our Christmas Day get together, but I couldn't find one for everybody. Like, they do like gin ones now. And
no, again, no. It's like calendars. Calendars, right? And I know I've said this before, previous Christmases, calendars now have become ridiculous.
I don't think you have said that before.
Have I not put Christmas, like advent calendars?
No, I don't think you have put advent calendars in.
Oh my gosh. Like, the fact that you can buy a half calendar, you can buy 12 days of advent for £500. And then I saw loads of people on Instagram getting the Vogue calendar, which seemed to be the size of a shitting bus.
Right.
That's in your house, and you open the thing up and you get, I don't know, a piece of soap. The cost, you know, people say, you know, the thing is, guys, right, this advent calendar has cost me £600, but the value of what's in it is £1,200. I don't give a shit.
Right.
Advent calendars, Christmas crackers, all need to calm the fuck down.
Right.
In fact, advent calendars, I think now the only thing you should be able to put in an advent calendar is a piece of chocolate. We need to stop with cheese calendars, gin calendars, Vogue calendars, right, jewellery calendars for 12 days, but it costs you £500 for a tiny little sparkly stud that you're probably going to lose by the time it's Christmas Day anyway. It's gotten out of hand. I've had enough of it, and I really don't ever wish to see any of this stuff again in 2024.
Right.
If you don't mind, that advent calendars, crackers and hosting, I am done with it. I'm done with it in 2024. I don't want to see it. I'm not doing it. In fact, I'm pissing off.
Right.
I know you've done the advent calendar shit before, but I just don't get it. Who's got that sort of money?
Right. I think that is a superb place to end this episode. I'm actually really delirious after that episode. When you were talking then, you were trying not to laugh and you sounded like you were going to cry.
I do. Do you know what? I was on the brink, to be perfectly honest with you. I was on the brink of, am I going to cry or am I going to laugh?
I can tell that.
That's where I was. Yes.
You were getting close to tears.
I was like, what's wrong with me? I'm going to cry, but there's nothing to cry about, Angie.
That is hilarious. Oh, God. I feel like this has been a really good episode.
We are back with a bang.
We are back, bitches. Anyway, there's loads of ways that you can get in touch with Ange and I. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at @Ruth_Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. We will be there on Thursday on the Finding the Funny with pole-tastic galores. I've got polls I'm going to put up.
Polls.
I'm making a concerted effort this year to do more on that Finding the Funny page because it's just there and it's a bit
shit, really.
We need to improve that.
We
need to pull our fingers out.
Yeah.
But Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.